The news came suddenly.
I was just shocked at that point. I was sitting with my family watching TV, and then I just got this massive news that I no longer have a track team to go to at Missouri Western. And it being so late in like the recruiting process, I really didn't know what I was gonna do.
That's Carson Sterling, a thrower who graduated this spring from Maryville High School. He had secured a spot and scholarship money to enroll at Missouri Western this fall and compete on their track and field team. Athletes, both enrolled and recruited, were expecting another year of competition at the program, which had just sent four student athletes to national championships and returned a number of top results. Then, on an evening call, coaches shared news that the athletic department was pulling support for the program effective immediately. Lucas Trotter, a captain on the team who threw shot put, explained the abrupt announcement left him and his teammates with few options, as other schools have recruited their athletes and distributed their scholarship funds for the coming year. He and a few other top athletes entered the transfer portal immediately and found last-minute arrangements. But they are the exception, he says.
For my teammates who have not had those chances to succeed, I'd say, like we have, they are not getting anything.
Athletes felt robbed of their chance at an affordable education, Trotter said.
When you're a good athlete and you've put so much time into your event and everything, all four, so the fact that you don't have to pay for college or you have to pay as little for college as possible, it's all kind of taken away from you.
Missouri Western does not have its own track, forcing the team to practice at various locations off-site. Athletic Director Andy Carter said the program was initially cut as the university felt it wasn't providing a good enough student experience. But at a press conference this week, Carter announced the program was back on, given an unnamed source of support.
Quite honestly, we've got new information, we got new support. And now we're going to do what's best to help our student athletes have the experience that we wanted them to have in the first place.
The university's reversal, roughly 10 days after its initial announcement, still came too late for Trotter and Sterling. Through calling on connections, both have secured offers elsewhere. But Trotter said he will miss his team at Mo West.
Well, I really do wish the best for all my teammates and my coaches. I know that my head coach, he fought tooth and nail to get this team back. He really did. He sacrificed a lot.
Trotter added, if cutting the program ever happened again, he hopes the athletic department will give athletes more warning as they navigate their futures. For KXCV, this is Gavin McGough.